did you have any, well, any other kind of fruit trees, red, that have red berries on them? You ever have
no
kind of tree, George Washington?
Well, wait a minute. Yeah, every year we had a friend in Clinton that had these big, I mentioned huckleberries, a big, they call them blueberries, but they're big as a plum almost, and we go out and get them, pick them, they give us some put up every year. And he owned about 3 or 4 acres in Clinton, C.W. Ball, who it is, and he had them. In other words, I mentioned they used to, with built terraces, you know, in the field. Well, that's where he lived. They built them terraces. Before we built that, right, when they built those terraces out of the field, but it's got to be a town now. And he has those blueberries planted on those terraces. Just go around there, and boy, he, that's low. You can just go there and pick in little no time.
You have cherries here?
No. Or you blew little wild cherries. It's fewer than wild cherries. It's a wild cherry tree right up there, but.
Uh-huh. You can't eat them.
You can eat them, but they're a little bitter little thing, you know.
The inside of a cherry that you might break your teeth on.
Yeah, that's right, those seeds, that's right.
Yeah.
Now, used to, people said they were good to make wine out of. The cherry's good to make wine, but we never did prove it such as that.
What would you make out of fruits like that?
Preserve. Preserve, uh-huh. Yeah, sure. But peach preserve, fig. Now, we have a fig tree here. We put a fig. Used to, we got where we don't, chaff's not here, we don't eat them much. We didn't put up any this year. But I love figs. I really do love raw figs.
Yeah.
Have that here.
The inside of an apple, the part you throw away.
That's the core. Yeah.
Did you ever cut up apples or peaches?
Yeah, and eat them for supper and put sugar on some and eat them. Yeah, and this persimmon tree, you know, I got some persimmon trees out here. Now, that's what I really like on kind of wildlife. You know, any coon, possum, everything else like persimmon. Dogs, too. And they live a long time, too.
Would you ever dry up apples or peaches?
No, I know. I've heard of that. They used to buy them dried, apples and peaches, but.
Well, when you leave a piece of fruit lying out in the sun, the skin will.
Yeah, but it won't be good. It won't last good. It won't be good here any time.
Oh, it won't?
And when it gets ripe, you have to harvest it and do something with it, don't it? Run. Yeah.
The skin will dry up and
rot. The whole thing will rot. That's right.
Oh, you couldn't leave something out in the hot sun and the skin would shrivel up?
Yeah, the skin would shrivel up, but so would the apple, too. The whole thing, and just a little while, it would be running. If it were ripe, it was time to do something with it. You couldn't leave it in the sun any length of time.
You couldn't dry it then?
No. Oh, no.
It was too humid here.
That's right. That's right.
There's just too much water in the air?
Probably so, yeah.
Now, about the kind of nuts you raise.
Nothing but pecans. Pecans, yeah. And we, well, the storm blew down one good tree down in the back, and then we got 2 old trees there. I imagine they're 150 years old. They're big trees, and I came in 35. They're still a little bit limbs breaking, you know.
Any kind of old nuts you can get in the woods, black?
Walnut, yeah, I got a couple of walnut trees, yeah. Now, they're good. You let them stay in the sun. Their shell is hard. It's really hard. They got a big cover with fur, and then you get down to the shell, and it is really hard. Just leave it, let it stay in the sun for a couple of weeks, and then they're good, but it's hard to break into them. Yeah. But they, you know, one that they're big at first, you know, but that's just on kind of the peeling outside. It's a thick peeling, about that thick. Oh. It went to a rise, John, you can see it.